This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman. Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Hey, Tom, how are you? Now, I'm sorry there's nothing to talk about regarding sports today.
Yeah, it's so slow. I just don't know what to do with myself. Yeah, it's incredible down here in Jupiter, Florida, following Cardinals spring training. We're 1 week from opening day today. 1 week from today, Busch Stadium opens with the greatest opening ceremony in all of sports with the opening day for the Cardinals. It's unbelievable with the Clydesdales going around the track and the Hall of Famers and the players being introduced. There's nothing like it anywhere. So we're really looking forward to that, and they're making some decisions here on the team. The hockey club, obviously, the Blues are in the playoff hunt right now. They have a huge game tonight, and there's some basketball tournament I'm faintly aware of.
What was that again? I've never heard of it.
Yeah, I don't know. Something.
Something like that. By the way, we have to mention, for those who may not know, KMOX now simulcasting. This is huge news, especially with this crazy busy season we're heading into.
Yeah, we're going to be on Monday going FM. We're going to be 104.1 FM starting Monday. It's massive news for us, for the Cardinals, for all of our listeners. And, you know, it's a signal that touches the entire region. We'll still keep the 1120 signal, which hits 44 states across the country. And, of course, you can listen to us online. But, you know, this has been a long time coming, Heidi. We've been wanting to do this for a long time. And we got the approval to do it. And so now I think, you know, the benefit will be to our listeners and advertisers. It really gives us a chance to spread our wings even further and put our content out there so that everybody can have it. And we just can't wait.
Tom, any upsets that you're predicting for March Madness?
Yeah, a bunch. So, unfortunately, I'm not going to predict this, but I think Mizzou is on alert tonight against Drake. Mm-hmm. This Drake team is so good. You know, they're 30-3 for a reason. I mean, they don't lose, and they find ways to win. Now, Missouri is one of the best teams, if not the best team that they face. Missouri is very deep. They are incredibly quick. They can score on you very, very fast. But the problem with Missouri is they don't defend very well. They're really a poor defensive team. And Drake is very disciplined, and they shoot the heck out of the ball, and they defend, and they do everything right. So I just worry about that game a little bit. Mm-hmm. I would hope that Missouri can get it done. When I look at this bracket, You know, I always like to play around and have some teams make a run to the Final Four that aren't ones and twos. And the only one I really have there is a three. I've got Wisconsin in the East. I think I like the teams that go into the tournament hot. And Wisconsin is playing as well as any team in the country right now. They're like Drake on steroids. I mean, they have like all these incredible athletes and players, and they're so, so disciplined. I think they're a special group. I look at the Midwest, and it's a tough one there. I mean, it's stacked. I think Illinois is a dangerous six that could beat the three, Kentucky. But I have Tennessee coming out of the Midwest, but I think that could be a fun one. One upset to look for, perhaps, you know, on that side of the bracket, I could see definitely VCU beating BYU. And I think St. Mary's is a dangerous team as well that not a lot of people know about, but they always are in this tournament. And this is the best St. Mary's team they've ever had. On the other side, Auburn should handle business in the South. They're the best team in the country. I see them going to the Final Four. So far I've got Auburn, Wisconsin, and Tennessee. And then going to the Final Four out of the West region and winning it all is going to be St. John's. I think that St. John's, from start to finish in a basketball game, is the most difficult team to play. They just press. They rebound. They're tough. They have one of the best coaches in the history of the game in Rick Pitino. I'm going to pick St. John's to win the national championship, which would light up New York City. And it would like be a throwback to the 80s when St. John's was really good. And I see a path for them here. I like them.
Wow. Well, that's should be interesting to see if it happens. How often do teams who not get into the Final Four who really are favored to get that close?
Well, look at Missouri. I mean, they've never been to a Final Four, mm-hmm. and they've had mm-hmm. some great teams. I mean, Norm Stewart had them number one in the country, but they've never been to a Final Four. You look at a team like Purdue, which made it to the national championship last year, but you know they don't win national championships in West Lafayette. You look at Illinois, a team that has been to the Final Four. In fact, they made it to the national championship game here in St. Louis in 05. But, you know, they have had a team that's come up short of expectations in the past. It's very difficult to do. You need some great health, fortune, a little bit of luck. Of course, you need great talent. What I love about the NCAA tournament is that in college basketball, you have all these home court advantages. And in the tournament, you don't get that help. You know, it's just you and another team on a neutral floor, and it's all about right. coaching. How good are you? Can you beat Drake today if you're Missouri? You know, will Dennis Gates be able to outmaneuver a great coach in Ben McCollum over at Drake? So I think that's the kind of fascinating thing that I love about college hoops. The college hoops is filled with – what I love about it is the players make a lot of mistakes. It's not perfect. There's a lot of passion. It's, you know, craziness. That's why they call it March Madness. But, you know, sometimes these upsets happen because it's the team that makes the fewest mistakes. And if you walk in there not ready to go, you will get beat.
Right. It's almost like the Super Bowl. You know, you just cannot make any mistakes when you get to that point. Many times the teams are very well matched, not all the time, but when they're well matched, you make any mistakes, you're done.
That's true. Although in this tournament, what's fun about it is you have 68 teams. So some of these teams that nobody's ever heard of, they're there for a reason, because they won their right. conference tournament, or, you know, they've been a dominant team all year, and all they know is how to play a winning formula. So they'll start to make a little run here, and everybody loves watching them. But usually the cream rises to the top, and maybe once in a while one of those teams will get to the Final Four. But usually the Final Four are pretty four dominant teams.
So going back to the Blues, because I know Carl's really excited about that. What are the odds? Yeah, tonight. Well, you said tonight's a big game. So what are the odds you think that we can still make it to the playoffs? So if we, what do we still need to do? How many games do we need?
I think if they just keep playing the way they're playing and they get Colton Parayko back, he joins them on defense, they're going to be tough to knock off if they have the goaltending that I think they can have. But it's their young players that have stepped up and have scored. I mean, Dylan Holloway is on fire. Jake Neighbors is on fire. Jordan Kyrou is a goal away from 30. This has been everything you would want from Jim Montgomery and his team. I mean, all of his lines go out and play great, hard offense. And that's exactly what you want. They are very, very difficult I think, to match up against right now. And I think it's really, really fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Tom Ackerman, KMOX Sports Director, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Guys, great to talk to you. Be well. Talk to you soon.
Go Mizzou.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, you heard it first. St. John's for the win. What do you think, Kim?
I don't know. I just printed out a bracket. I have to look at it.
I don't care.
It's fun to do a bracket, but they say after the first round, I mean, I don't think anybody, well, there might be very small number of people who still have, like by this weekend, there's probably going to be like one person who still has a
perfect bracket.
Yeah, it's so rare, even after the first and second round.
Yeah, and like you said, you know, you can have anybody can play a really good game on any given night, much better than our competition expects.
Just like
and
he said,
down to zero mistakes. Yeah, zero mistakes, good coaching. Mm-hmm. And like you said, health is always an issue and various other factors are an issue. And that's what makes it so exciting, too. When you see some team that, you know, way down, you never would have thought would have gotten that far. It's great to see that kind of thing.
And now, Heidi, even though you live in Vegas, you never go to the sports books, but are there going to be a lot of people just watching basketball there today?
Oh, yeah. Maniacs. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Lots of maniacs come into town for the March Madness. You know, you go to places like the Westgate, which has always had one of the best sports books in town, if not the best for many, many years. And also the DE downtown has an amazing sports book. You know, tons of television sets and all kinds of, you know, a lot of them are nice, but those are some of the best. And it's great. You can watch multiple games at once and get your cocktail and keep betting. And yeah, it's a big event for a lot of people. They're really into it. It's fun.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Let's go.
But it's not my deal. Yeah. Football's my game. Where are my Chiefs? Patrick Mahomes has been trending on X for 2 days, and I'm still not clear as to why he's trending on X. And I love the guy, but I don't even understand it because I click on it, and then there's nothing there. I don't know.
I haven't seen that he's trending.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's the wrong. If I look on X, trending, Patrick Mahomes is trending top from what I'm looking at.
I see Tesla, Tim Walz, Kanye, Happy Spring, El Salvador.
That's okay, interesting.
Tampon Tim is also trending.
I found a headline. Patrick Mahomes turns heads with dramatic body transformation.
Okay. I knew it'd be something stupid.
Well, no, because he's been working out since the Super Bowl.
Well,
loss.
Don't all athletes do that? If you're a professional athlete, shouldn't you be required to work out in the off season?
He looks leaner, lighter, quicker, and stronger than he has looked in the off seasons in the past.
Okay, way to go, Patrick Mahomes, for doing what you're supposed to be doing in the off season. Keep up the good work.
No dad
no
bods.
Slack from Kim. No, yeah, no dad. You know what? Can I just say that?
Lost.
Can I just?
Hey, you're paid millions of dollars. No. Get your butt in the gym. I mean, come on. You should have to.
Wow.
I don't. He's a great quarterback. Like, you know, props to him. But I'm not going to be applauding him for working out in the off season. Like, wow, congrats. You didn't just sit and eat Cheetos on your couch.
Like Aaron
Rodgers.
Can
I defend him for a second? Cold, I'm going to defend Patrick Mahomes for a second. Okay, first of all, she just had her third baby. He's a little busy. Secondly, I don't like this dad bod thing. I think it's such an insult. If you said to a woman, hell, look at that mom bod, she'd slap you. Well, it's insulting to make fun of a guy who's got a few extra pounds in the middle. Oh, dad bod.
Well, it is. However, I think a lot of men actually are the ones who describe themselves that way. It's kind of like, oh, yeah, I have the dad bod. You know, it's not as much, it seems, other people calling people out on it. It's more like, oh, yeah, I've got the dad bod because, you know, now I have three or four kids.
Okay. Well, maybe I've not heard men
call
them. I
have no excuse.
That.
My kids are grown.
Well, I heard dad bod lasts for like 25 years, so you have a few more years to go.
I would like to get rid of it.
We're in radio. We sit and we read, and we sit and we talk. That's why we...
I'm standing.
We need a walking treadmill.
That's what we need. I'm Heidi Harrison from Mark Cox.
Get more at 971talk.com. Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.